JP, how are you today?
Good, good, good. Still a little asleep, but I'm waking up.
Well, listen, I apologize if we interrupted your sleep time, but thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. Tell us, first off, about what you're doing today and being with the children at Stan Wadlow Park for opening day as part of the Baseball Academy.
Well, you know, it's obviously opening day is always one of the biggest days of the year. And you know, for the last couple of years, I've you know, what you say, sponsored a team with my last name on the jersey. And you know, for the kids, it's the best time of their lives. They can go out there, play the game, have fun, and to be able to go out there and kind of talk to them and get them started. And you know, there's a lot of good things that happen with kids playing a game. It keeps them out of trouble. There's a lot of positives. So, you know, you try to go out there and really push them and have them, you know, want to be able to do this as much as possible.
Are you finding, JP, a lot of these kids that come out to these camps and listen to you are responsive and are really taking in what you say and eager to be better ball players because of it?
Well, I mean, you would hope so. I think it's tough. I know when I was younger, if a guy who played in the major leagues came out and talked to us, I definitely would be a little bit more receptive to what they said. But, you know, at that age, it's tough to lock it in and worry anything else about just having fun and having pizza and hot dogs after the game. But you hope to try to get a little message in.
Let's talk about Sunday and bobblehead day. Have you seen the bobblehead yet?
Yes, I got the first one the other day.
And so is this the first time you've ever had a bobblehead?
Yeah, the first bobblehead I had. In AAA, they had a T-shirt giveaway from me from the year that I was the MVP. But other than that, this is the first bobblehead.
And what do you think of the bobblehead? I mean, I think it looks great.
Yeah, I think they did a fantastic job. I think, you know, we had been going back and forth with different images, and they would send me different pictures, and I think they did a good job.
And
the
so,
beard is actually better than your real beard. That's the scary thing, JP.
Well, listen, JP, you look great. The image is fantastic. The only thing I'll question is kind of the squatting. You got the knees turned out. It looks kind of uncomfortable. Did you have to pose for that?
No. I think that part is just a mold. I think they just try to get the head as close to it as possible. But yeah, I think they definitely did me justice with my beard. That beard, I don't grow hair that's that even. I got some patches in there, so it's pretty good beard.
If you want to follow JP on Twitter, at JPAaronCBia9 on Twitter. And JP, let's talk about what's gone on with the Jays this week in the Tigers series. You know, last night, a bit of a rough night defensively. Josh Johnson not delivering, you know, extended outing in terms of innings. And then the Colby Rasmus slide and you playing peacemaker. You know, first off, let's talk about the Canada Day game, which I brought up earlier in the week. And for a guy who's played here, did that have any impact, having 45,000 people, the red jerseys, the Maple Leafs, for all the new guys on the team? What was the response and the vibe in the clubhouse from the Canada Day game? Because I imagine many of them didn't really know what the whole, you know, Blue Jays is Canada's team thing meant. But did that have a bit of an impact on the team and some of the guys that were first-year Blue Jays?
No doubt. I think any time that you step out onto the field and you have a stadium that's packed with fans that are supporting you, you know, it's going to make you not only play better, but, you know, the energy goes up. You know, it's a long season, and it's definitely, you know, you always are up for the game, but when you're at your home field and you walk out and people are there supporting you, you definitely get a lift. So I think you know, they realized what that day meant as well, you know, to be able to put on those red jerseys and to represent not only the city but also the country that we play for. And I think you guys will get a feel for that more too when we go to Seattle and the people on the West Coast. You know, we'll have 30,000 people there. But it was, you know, it's always an amazing time to play here in Toronto. And with yesterday's game, it's tough because that line that JJ put up was nowhere near the way he threw the ball. He had outstanding breaking ball yesterday. He's throwing the fastball, you know, pretty consistent for strikes. And, you know, we get a double play, then that inning, that four-run inning doesn't happen. And then, you know, again, he did a good job of coming back and keeping those. That's a good lineup, and if you give them extra outs, they're going to make you pay.
Now, you sent a tweet out last night, JP, that you wanted to talk about and discuss. Dirk Hayhurst and Greg Zahn, now's your opportunity. What did you want to say about them?
Well, you know, I think it's very unfortunate that the fans have to hear those guys talk as much as they do, because, you know, I know, speaking for myself and for the team, that there's not one person in our clubhouse that respects those guys, because they're informing the fans the wrong way, and it's not right. And I think, one, you know, not a lot of us, including myself, respect a person that used performance-enhancing drugs and, you know, was able to stick around as a below-average player in the major leagues and doesn't do it without that. I know that I've worked my entire career. I work hard. I've never done anything. I've never put anything in my body, and I go out there and bust my butt every day. It's not an easy game. And I think sometimes people forget that. And with Dirk Hayhurst is a guy who, you know, he was another guy who had below-average baseball tools, and I was actually the catcher in AAA who was busting my butt every single day to, you know, try to get the best out of him. And he had an opportunity to go up to the major leagues that year. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in helping and feeling like I'm a part of what gave this guy an opportunity. I even remember having conversations with him, you know, on how to throw a changeup inside. I thought it was better to throw the changeup in than throw the changeup away. And he had, you know, great results with it. And I think, you know, it's tough to hear people like that, you know, criticize. Not, I mean, I know it's part of the job, but to sit there and inform the fans that this is wrong and this is not the way, and this is because, you know, they quickly forget how hard this game is. And every one of us wants to make adjustments, and every one of us, no one, I promise you, on this earth, no one cares more about what goes on than the players do. And it's our careers. This is our well-being. This is what I've done since I was 4 years old. But, you know, it's very unfortunate that those people are the ones that they have to get their information from, because, you know, again, they make the game sound like it's easy, and it's tough because, you know, those guys are not letting the fans know what it takes and how hard it is on a day-in and day-out basis, from dealing with injuries, from dealing with, you know, different things to go out there and succeed in this game on a consistent level. That's why, you know, the guys who hit 300 and the guys who pitch and win 20 games are, you know, 1%, 2% of baseball. So it's tough. And you know, I think I feel bad for fans that they have to listen to that stuff.
So what should be said from a media standpoint, if I'm watching the Blue Jays and I watch you and I watch one of your teammates make a mistake or something happens, what should or could be said that you would respect?
Well, obviously, you know, you still talk about the adjustments and there's things like that that, you know, you don't say, oh, that was a great play. But I think, you know, people that have played the game, people that understand that, hey, you know, this could have happened or that could have happened, and kind of explain it in a way where people also understand, like, hey, you know, we're not trying to, that ball in the dirt that I'm trying to block, and that's a foot outside and takes a crazy bounce. Maybe that's an unblockable pitch as opposed to saying, you know, this guy couldn't, you know. I think a lot of the world is based on negativity. You turn on the news and it's, you know, there's a lot of negativity. And I think, you know, everything is based around that. And I think about, you know, hey, maybe they can give the fans the knowledge to understand why this play turned out the way it did or why this could have been a mistake. But I mean, and it's not, and I think it's more of a baseball player standpoint, because again, those guys should know how hard it is because, well, one of them didn't play in the major leagues for more than a month, and the other one had a good career, but wasn't that great either. So they should really understand and make the, you know, fans know that, hey, it's not that easy. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, J.P. Arensibia with us and discussing. Tune in tomorrow as I will discuss Hayhurst and Zahn on Twitter. This will be fun at J.P. Arensibia 9 if you want to follow him on Twitter. J.P., thanks for being with us this morning. And really, really briefly, we're going to see you on Monday, I believe.
The club at Bondhead.
At Bondhead for the annual golf tournament.
Blue Jays Care Foundation golf tournament.
Which should be a lot of fun. Are you much of a golfer?
I mean, I could swing it a little bit, but I mean, that's few and far between. If I can play consistently, I'm okay.
Well, listen, you can hang out with us in the clubhouse because we suck. So I'm pretty good around a buffet.
At a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm pretty good around the buffet, JP, but definitely not that great with the golf club in my hand. And once again, this Sunday, it's JP Arensibia bobblehead day at the Rogers Center. The first 20,000 fans will get bobbleheads. And if you want to see JP today, he's going to be out at the Blue Jays Baseball Academy Rookie League as they celebrate their 25th season. 1,000 kids will be at Stan Wadlow Park for opening day today at 10 a.m. It's going to start and run until around 3 o'clock. And JP will be joined by Rob Drynan, who's the executive director of Jays Care Foundation, and Eugene Jones, president and CEO of Toronto Community Housing. Thanks a lot, JP, for being with us this morning. Greatly appreciated. And good luck in game 4 of 4 tonight at the Rogers Center against the Tigers.
Thanks, and thanks for having me.